This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Ah, Race Wars back in the building. In the building. Holiday season. It's just me up in here holding it down, of course. Kurt is somewhere in Dancing for Jews in L.A. still. I'll see him in a couple weeks. We're going to do some live shows from the Comedy Store in L.A. It's going to be fun. Josh is here.
What's up?
Josh Carter.
What's up? Josh Carter in the house.
Now, Josh, you've been on the show many times, right?
Yeah, I've been here a few times.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
What's going on in your half-black, half-white world?
Not that much. Just working. I'm trying to write some scripts and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Doing my show at Beauty Bar every Friday.
Oh, that's right.
You have to come down. It's like hot, packed like every week. It's actually becoming pretty rowdy. The last three, we've had fights.
What do you mean? Like physical fights at the show?
Well, no. Well, altercations.
That's fights. Yeah, that's a description.
One of them was from the audience. Well, so 3 weeks ago, we had Sam doing the show.
Sam, what's Sam?
Sam Rubinoff,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he has this joke about how his sister's trans. Has sisters transitioning to be his brother. So we had this.
Okay. And this is in a packed room down at Beauty Bar.
Yeah. So okay. We had this one trans person who was in the crowd, and they were kind of loud the whole time. But I was.
Wait, a loud trans person? That doesn't sound like them at all. Jokes. Come on, send your emails
to
Kurt.
Yeah. I don't know. I was handling it well or whatever.
When you were on stage.
Yeah, but you know, when I'm hosting, I'm just like, I talk to people like that, and right. I'll kind of let them get their it in, and then I'm like, well, when these comics come up, they'll just be quiet. And,
during them.
And like only like 60% of the time they listen.
So it's a rowdy, it can be a rowdy room.
Yeah, it could be sometimes.
Okay, now what kind of shit was the trans...
So the trans person, as soon as... So Sam has this joke about his sister becoming his brother and how he's going to have penis envy because the brother is going to have... like the choice of what penis they want.
Okay, that's good. This sounds like a good premise.
It's a good joke. Yeah. Not at all. I've never seen someone get offended by it.
It's more about sibling rivalry than anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this person gets up and gets all in his face and like, and I kind of get up and she was just like, "You don't know what it's like. You think that's funny? You think it's fun?" And like Sam just like froze up. Like he was like afraid to even say shit back. And then I kind of had to like nudge them out. And then. There's actually this other trans person who followed them out, and then I kind of had to go do some crowd control.
Once you got the trans person out of the room, Sam kept going with his smile. This sounds hellish. So Sam had
actually it's funny. After they left, like all the other comics, like it was like nothing happened. Like the crowd just came right back in, and there's this like cool thing where even when people walk out, there's constantly people coming in and out. So if someone walks out, there's always going to be someone throughout the night who comes in, and when they come and check it out, it's booked well. So they just have to be there for a minute.
So you have to walk out the trans person and they that group of people.
Yeah, well, I told them, hey, the one stormed out who got mad at Sam, but the other one was on a Tinder date with some dude. And I just wanted to make sure that they weren't offended. I kind of just went up to her and I was just like, no, this is like a legit story. This is personal experience. I just want you to know that you guys are welcome to come back and that there's no one like looking at you in a weird way or nothing like that. And they were like,
you sound like you made it weirder.
No. The way I said it was so much better there at the time. It sounded a lot better than how I sound now. Why can't I ever be smooth on this podcast? I don't know why. I'm so much more smooth off air.
It sounded like you complicated the situation.
No, but she thanked me and she didn't come back. But then we had a great show. Then,
so they left too, the other trans couple.
Yeah.
Because it was just probably a scene then.
Yeah, well, she felt the trans person who got mad was like, none of you should be here supporting this. So that person felt obligated to leave.
It turned into one of those tons of nonsense.
They were the only person who left. And then I kind of went up and made a bunch of jokes about it.
Right.
And then it kind of calmed everyone. And everyone in the room basically agreed with me.
Okay, so Sam's spot was over though.
Yeah, Sam was pretty much.
Sam was in the back crying somewhere.
Yeah, he was like shooken up, like doing.
I wish I had
video so people could see my impression of him. I can only do physical impressions.
That's right. You lose all your smoothness, and it's all physical stuff when you don't know a podcast with no cameras.
No, that's crazy. And what was the second one now? I'm forgetting.
So you said, okay, it got to be a comic on comic?
And the second time, the second time was Dan St. Germain. I wasn't even in the room. I was outside. And, okay. I came in to him being like, where's Josh? Where's Josh? And he's like,
on the mic, he was saying this.
Yeah, and he was like, dude, I got to go. This woman wants to fight me. And there's like this drunk Norwegian model who was there, who was like, I guess, about to be in a physical fight with him.
With Dan St. Germain?
Yeah, I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly
what
happened.
You don't know why
she
got angry?
No, but she was just pretty drunk, I'm guessing. Right, I don't think it was Dan's fault.
Okay, I think it was whoever seated her in there. I think it's your fault. I think this is another thing you did.
No,
I saw a hot girl. I was like, I don't care.
I don't know.
Put it up front.
Yeah, it was funny. She was on a date with a guy with one arm.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that would have definitely made it a great night to have them in the front.
I would have said immediately to him, yo, man, you can't clap for me when I come on stage? Because I'm a dick.
No, so I went up there, and then she tried to be... Then she tried to fight me.
She was standing up screaming
like
stuff.
She was like a foot from the stage when I was there. Then.
Right. Standing up screaming.
She wasn't screaming, but she was just drunk, and I was just afraid she was going to spill her wine on me.
Right.
So I was just like, just go.
Oh, and it's threw up.
Then she says as she's going, she's trying to be racist to me.
Oh.
She's like saying, you brown bastard.
Oh.
You know, don't you love foreign insults? Foreign people give me the worst insults. Like, I laugh at their insults later.
If one thing you could be proud of as a black American man, that at least our white racists got better stuff to fucking throw at you verbally. Well, you brown bastard. The Norwegians don't know how to do hate.
That sounds like a porno starring me and her.
Yes.
The brown bastard.
The brown bastard. Yes. It sounds like a Christmas folktale that they tell each other, like Black Pete in Amsterdam. You know about Black Pete?
Yeah, it sounds like my rap name in Norway.
And then that was the second incident.
Yeah, the third one, I'm
now,
not
Now, this
gonna...
is good stuff, because the first thing was a trans thing. That's good for race wars for this show. This one's some Norwegian drunk white girl. That's good for this show, because you have to deal with that.
The third one, I think, was more the comic's fault. I'm not going to say who it is.
You have to. Let's give me a hint. A guy or girl?
I'll give you a good hint that'll narrow it down, but you can't guess if I do, because it'll really narrow it down.
Okay.
It was an Indian dude.
That's narrowing it down?
That's seven people in New York.
Shit. Not after Aziz. every third comedian I meet now is Indian or trans.
No, but it was just like some woman who actually is like this super VIP woman who was there. It was like one of my friend's moms.
And she's a super VIP woman.
Yeah.
And she got angry at this Indian comic.
She actually finances.
Is it Namesh?
No. But no more guesses. he's had a breakdown on the show, though.
Oh, he had a breakdown on what?
Well, that was like years ago.
What happened?
Years ago. I forget.
Then something happened on some college show he had.
I don't even remember, but he was in the room like a few years back, and it was so bad that he wasn't friends with me anymore after.
You thrown away friendships.
People blame me when they get broken down.
And you're inviting me to this room.
No. Well, I know you're good for it.
What? I'm good for fighting the audience?
Yeah, it's usually a pretty good time. It's usually like a great audience who's super excited to be there, but just the last three.
It's been weird.
But so this woman is like an older woman. Like, she was there for her 70th birthday.
Is the girl's mother?
One of my friend's mother.
Famous?
Saying, no, I mean, she hooks me up with really great. Her son is like a really big shot dude who hooks me up with free Giants tickets and stuff.
Okay.
So I you know.
So
I
you wanted to take care of her?
I'm trying to take care of her.
Okay.
And also her other son is like a really good friend of mine.
Okay. And she got to know what happened.
So it wasn't even her. It was her friend. I had some back and forth with her about her being 70 and her 70th birthday, making her feel welcome at the top. So he was there to see that.
Okay.
So when he gets up,
uh-oh.
The woman, her friend was like, said something about like, it's cold in here. Or something like that.
Okay.
Or like that we should turn up the temperature or something.
That's simple enough. That's not too.
So he goes on this long ass tirade, just yelling at them, saying, "Oh, what? Because I'm like,
because I'm Indian."
He didn't say that, but I think he was like, I think that's why he was upset.
Why would he take the? Okay, because I'm always open to new racist shit. Why would her saying we need to turn up the heat in here is racist to him? Like offended him?
I don't know. It wasn't like that bad. That was like the least of the three things. Like what? His thing, it was funny at first. People came in to see what the commotion was and stayed.
Right.
When he was doing that. But then
when
like,
he was snapping on him.
Yeah, when he was like snapped on them, but pretty harsh.
But he's going harsh saying you're racist because you.
Yeah, yeah. And saying, yeah, you're a 70-year-old piece of shit. Like that kind of
what?
Shit. Yeah. Like
now that's too far.
Yeah, crazy shit like that.
Was he the first comic on the show?
No, he was a third.
So he was just holding his
hand. Yeah, so Richie Redding was up, and then it was like Case. But to his defense, dude's defense, Case was up there, and he had like some pretty bad, like obnoxious, like European hecklers who we ended up getting out of there at the end.
This room is sounding less like Beauty and more like Bar.
Yeah, it's rough.
That sounds rough in there.
For me, it's nothing, so I'm used to it.
Right.
That's how you get your stripes, I guess.
You enjoy the rejection, do you?
But
how's the sound? Is the sound good?
It sounds good, yeah.
Okay.
Because
if you're in there fighting a mic and the crowd.
Yeah, but so I think that maybe he was kind of defending like Case from because Case kind of got heckled and went off in the people, but
right.
The crowd was on Case's side. But
right.
Then these are a completely different group of people, and they just made a one-off comment. They didn't mean it to be offensive.
Right. It didn't sound offensive to me.
So I had to get up there, and I'd just be like, we have very strict temperature policies here. Or some shit like that to, like, smooth it over.
And did it work?
Yeah, then it was back. It's just a fun room. You get to see shit
it
like that.
It sounds so fun.
No, but there are like, it is fun. Like, people come by, and it's usually good. Like, Janine Garofalo's come.
Yeah, Janine's good people.
Sal from Impractical Jokers always
Sal's
has a good set in there, you know.
Okay. Well, they'll pay attention to those people.
Oh, you know who doesn't like me because of that room? Rachel Feinstein.
Oh, Rachel, what happened? My sister, Rachel.
I love her too. Yeah, I love her too. I don't have anything against her.
Now, what happened in that room? Did her characters didn't go over?
No. Well, there's some obnoxious bachelorette party.
Oh, see.
Yeah, and I go and say...
Women hate women, too.
I try to tell them to be quiet, actually, at some point, and they just kept coming back, and it was like, it's awkward for me to get the security guard to throw people out, so I try to have people ride out, and just especially someone I respect like that.
Right.
Like, I just figure, like, they're used to this kind of...
Nobody wants people to yell drunken things at them on stage. And bachelorette parties are the worst.
But
even the comedy show, they don't even let them sit together.
Oh, really?
They break them up.
You can't, for real?
No more than 3-4 at a table. They'll break that shit up, and you can't wear none of that stuff on your head and your dick straws. They don't do it because that distracts from the show.
Yeah.
Well, any parties more than 10, they never let a party of 10 don't sit together. You can't sit together.
Yeah, one of these chicks like ended up calling Rachel a bitch.
Oh, how did she know so much about Rachel?
Rachel was like, Rachel wasn't happy. I don't think she ever came back again after that. But she, before that, she had done the show tons of times.
Really?
Always great.
Like, she had enough of it, Josh.
Yeah.
You fucking pissed Rachel off. She ain't never coming back.
Too bad. If Rachel, you're listening, I love you, and I'd love to have you back. And I'll make sure to be. I'll beat someone's ass for talking to you.
Did they throw the girl out who called her a bitch?
Yeah, they left right after.
Okay. Oh boy. This sounds like combat.
I'm just telling you the bad shit, the interesting shit to talk about on the podcast. Okay. You don't want me to say, it's a great room.
How did Janine do in that room?
Janine was great. Like, that's like her crowd right there.
Yeah.
East Village.
Yeah.
They're all starstruck. She's like going in the crowd and like going up to people like within 2 feet from them
to get
in their face.
She makes it personal.
Yeah. That's like her room. I wish she was coming more often.
Yeah. She lives right downtown somewhere. Yeah.
I know since Eastville. I don't know if she does. I wonder if she does that New York comedy club.
I didn't see her there yet.
To always do Eastville right there.
Yeah. She did Eastville there and she did The Stand a lot. But now that The Stand is closed they're supposed to open in February now, you heard?
Yeah, that's what they said. The old Brother Jimmy's.
It's the Brother Jimmy's on 16th and Union Square. It's supposed to be two showrooms. It got outdoor space. It's a big room. I went in there. It's fucking huge in there. But open up already. What the fuck? It's supposed to be open up in what? They said October. And then I think it's not going to be open until the summer.
Well, they had to get that pizza oven. You know, I heard Chris built it with his bare hands.
Listen, Chris might have built a pizza with his bare hands. He didn't build no pizza oven, motherfucker.
Well, you know his...
His father.
Chris has... Yeah, his father has this really good spot in Bushwick.
Listen, they grew up on pizza money.
Yeah.
Them niggas is rolling in dough money. Yeah, rolling in the dough money. Okay. Yeah, they come from a long line of pizza men.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, I want to talk about your boy, your favorite football player.
Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt.
Oh, man.
I know he's your favorite. He does on and off the field.
He's not actually my favorite, but I was rooting for the Chiefs to finally, like, do something this year.
They had a good team. They got a good team, yeah.
I have Mahomes on my fantasy team. You know, who knows how this is going to affect.
Well, break down the story for people who don't know about it.
So, well, first of all, the thing I didn't like, I don't condone any type of violence towards
we
women.
We know that.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
So basically, I read this story. Actually, this dude, I'm in this Comedians Who Love the NFL group on Facebook.
Okay.
So this dude,
that sounds like a real fuckable group.
So this dude, Kyle Ayers, writes everything Chiefs related as soon as it happens, like before I even hear of it. Somehow he knows.
Okay.
So he writes this thing saying how disappointed he is in Kareem Hunt and how horrible this video is. So I write as a comment, holy shit, how these dudes just keep doing this shit to people. Like,
right.
It seems like such a small concentration of people who make it to the NFL. How are so many? So hitting I watch
women?
This. Yeah. So
because it's that violence, they take it off the field sometimes with them too.
Yeah, I guess they're getting
that
beat
aggression
in the head every day. It's yeah.
And this tape actually, this incident happened in February, but we just seeing a video now.
Yeah. So this video.
That's weird.
So this video, like you're watching it, and it's just basically looks like a bunch of dudes, and there's this girl like just charging at one of them, who I guess is Kareem Hunt, the dude wearing the gold chain.
Right.
The group. So
right.
She's charging at him, and then he kind of just shoves her away, and she keeps on coming back at him.
I saw it, and one time she hit him. He pushed her, and then she hit him in his face, too.
Yeah, so she comes back and slaps him across the face.
Right.
And apparently at that point, she also called him the N-word as she slapped him across
the face.
Now,
she didn't say ninja. She said nigger?
Nigger, yeah.
Okay.
She called him a nigger, slapped him across. I could say it. Fuck it. I should say it. To make my position more likable and victimize the black man here. Because I think that really Kareem Hunt's the victim of white supremacy. And I'll get
That's
to that.
That's what you think?
And I'll get to that. I don't think he should have. I think he lost control and he shouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have handled it that way. If I was him, I would have gotten security to throw her out and I would have pressed charges.
Right.
If I'm an athlete in that situation.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been the smart thing for anyone to do.
Yeah,
but some people are just stupid, you know?
And so you think he was stupid when he did.
Especially if you're a football player, you're getting hit every day, you have, I don't know. And they say the N-word triggers PTSD in some people. Plus, he probably has, what's that other shit called?
It can.
That's in...
I don't know, but you can't react to every word that somebody say to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's not how
getting smacked in the face and called the N-word in front of your whole crew, I guess, set him off. So he pushed a dude who fell into her.
Yeah, that push. No, I did see that push, too.
Yeah.
And he came, like, she kept running after, like, they were trying to get Kareem away. And then his boy got in the middle of him. And then you just see Kareem push his boy and the girl, and he gets violently falling.
Well,
around.
He pushes his boy, and it was like pool.
Right.
Like he was a white ball and she was an eight ball.
She fell into the corner pocket. Oh, I'll say. He put a backspin on his boy.
This is where he need to fucking turn around and go back into the room and close the door now.
Why are you still out there?
Yeah, why are you still out there, dude?
That's what the... It just broke my heart because he's throwing away his whole life.
Yeah, he's a 23-year-old one. He's like the next Le'Veon Bell, basically.
Oh. And now he's out. Okay, go ahead.
So, I mean, I didn't even notice the kick when I first saw the video. I had to watch the video like 3 times to see it. It was kind of light, but I still think it was stupid to do. Why would you do it?
First of all, that's probably the worst. That's probably why he won't play again.
Yeah, the kick.
The kick, because the girl's on the ground.
Yeah.
She's no threat to you.
He didn't go over and stomp her. Like, he was like too close to her and they were pulling her away and he kind of swung his foot up.
No, he kicked her. He kicked her. I like how you like to describe.
No, so,
you describe what happened, but you don't want to say that he did that.
No, but this is the part of it. I didn't think the video was like, she wasn't hurt at all, basically.
No, she didn't look physically hurt, but she looked emotionally distraught.
Yeah, but
everybody
here's how the whole thing, so when you watch it, it was on TMZ. It was next to like these two police interviews.
Yeah, and TMZ, old nosy ass TMZ Sports. So they just out there trying to ruin niggas' lives.
So TMZ has an interview of her and has an interview of her friend. And when you watch that, and you watch this video over again, if you're a black dude,
it's not looking good.
It makes you a little upset. So she's on TMZ, like in white girl, I'm telling the manager to fire you mode, speaking to the cops.
Yeah,
like saying, oh, I was just sitting in the lobby of the hotel. Minding my own business when his girlfriend, like talking about them, like in her tone changes when she's talking about them, like they're barbarians.
Yeah,
like his girlfriend just attacked me out of nowhere, and then things escalate. They took my phone, And Kareem, and she goes like this with her hands, like quotes Kareem or whatever, or whoever he is.
That's his name.
Whatever is that his name? Kareem.
She really tried to play dumb.
Some nigger name, Kareem. And his pack of wild niggers. Mel Gibson warned me about this shit.
And then she says she tried to get the somebody at the front desk to call 911. And they refused her, and they said,
"No,
that's what you get for being a
whore." Why would Kareem call 911 on himself?
Yeah.
So
Well, so she, anyway. She went to the front desk trying to get the people at the hotel to call 911. And she said that they said no, and they said, and she said
she wasn't even staying at the hotel. So
she's not staying there.
So.
But it's 911, so usually just let somebody do that.
You always say, that's true. But that's weird that they didn't do that.
And then she also said the staff member called her a whore. He's like, that's what you get for being a whore.
Really?
That's what she said.
Oh,
they
that's fucked up.
Now,
I didn't
if
know
that's
that.
The case.
I didn't know that.
If that's the case.
That now I know why she really wanted to get his ass in trouble. That was worse than this.
Now
push.
The hotel owe money.
That's the worst than the shove, I think.
The hotel owe money now.
That's fucked up. Whoa. To refuse someone service to 911 and call them a whore? Oof. That's fucked up. I was here about to villainize this chick, and now I feel bad for her.
She said that in the interview with the cop.
I didn't remember that.
Yep.
I wasn't understanding, probably. Maybe I thought she was talking about them or something.
No, she was saying the front desk. She went there, and at three times, she said. She asked three separate times to call 911 from the front desk because they had her phone.
Wait, did we see the same video? The video I saw was on TMZ. It was
this
was
her sitting in the lobby.
Yeah,
and the cop,
sitting in the lobby.
Yeah,
and where she was going, Kareem.
Yep.
Was it like only like 40 seconds of version?
No, it's longer.
Oh, I didn't see the long.
Oh,
I had to see the long version.
Yeah.
But I saw the 3-minute version of what his friend said happened.
I didn't see that.
So this scene.
And this was in the same hallway as the girl?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is right as after the incident.
Yeah, so
happened.
One cop is interviewing her at the same time as the other cop interviewing him.
Right.
So this is what he said. This was the dude who invited her to the room, or he invited her out to a club.
Kareem's life.
So he invited her out to a club. Which
she's 19, by the way, right?
Yeah, she's 19. She invited
now the club's in trouble.
Yeah.
You got to be 21 to get in there.
Yeah, so they invite
her. There's going to be a lot of people getting sued in this shit.
So they invite her to the club, and they get too drunk at the club, and then they invite her. They all go back to the room, or they don't know that they're too drunk till they're back in the room.
Right.
So he says in the room they find out that she's only 19 and she's acting way too drunk, so they just kick her out and they just decide to go to sleep. That's his story.
So you have to
imagine half of what each person says is true. So this is what I gather happened.
Okay.
So this what I gather happened is that they went to the club, that they went up to the room, he tried to hook up with her, she said no, and they kicked her out and she got furious. That's what I think happened.
That's what it sounds like.
So apparently she starts beating on this dude and like she broke his gold chain, and then like the girl, he says that the girlfriend politely asked her to leave, which I don't know if that's true or not. Probably not.
No. I mean,
in that situation.
Does it sound like at 3 o'clock in the morning, black girl to a white drunk girl going to be like this, may you please
I don't think that
excuse
happened
yourself
like that.
From
but
the
I think
suite.
That the girl tried to tell her to leave.
Yeah,
trying
to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So then she starts attacking the girlfriend, and then Kareem shoves her out of the room, and that's when the video starts from the lobby.
That's why he should have just stayed his ass in that
room. Yeah, why do you do that? Say, yo, whichever you women in the room band together, I'll buy you all brunch for a month.
Yes, get them out.
If you want to throw some licks on them, go ahead outside.
You don't want to say that, call but
call
girl on
all,
girl is better.
Yeah, so apparently when he kicked her out, she was calling everyone in the room the N-word and a nigger, you know, and I want to make sure to say it so I don't sound as much like a monster.
All right.
No, so then I felt like it was kind of like her trying to get him in extra trouble with these cops. One cop even had her as a suspect. The other cop had Kareem as a suspect.
Right.
So they decided not to make any arrests and to just have it even out.
Right.
So the fucked up part was how the NFL and how the media treated this.
And made it even.
I don't think that she's at fault. I'm not saying that she's not a victim. I mean, she's more of a victim of fucking rude, fucking narcissistic dudes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, whether it be the desk person or Kareem's friend who just wanted to fuck or bounce, you know?
Right.
But, like, I think she kind of acted inappropriately and, like, kind of incited this whole thing, you
the
know?
Girl, the young girl.
Yeah. I mean, but she's 19.
Now, did she try to sue or anything since that incident? Or
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think any charges were ever pressed.
So now that this video is out and is a big deal, do you think we'll hear from her as far as suing?
Yeah, now they said that now the video's out, she could open it back up and come and sue him. So she probably will.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
So, it's fine.
So, no,
it's so
but that's not what I think is wrong yet. What I think is wrong is how the media like took this video that was just a shove and pushing his friend into her.
Yeah.
And saying he brutalized her and assaulted her physically. He, this big black monkey man went after her. Watch this horrible video. The NFL has a problem with violence.
Yeah.
So as soon as they like use words like brutalize and shit like that and like beat her like a rag doll.
Yeah.
Threw her around. Like they're literally writing shit like that. Yahoo Sports.
And oh, that's so gross.
Yeah. Like that's fucked up, right? They're like.
So do you think so? His
so because so that's why the NFL had to put him on the exempt list, and why the Chiefs had to cut him, because the media using those words, and
yeah.
When you read it that way, then you see the video. The video looks so much worse.
Yeah.
If you read that, but just like how when I watched those police interviews before I saw the video seemed a lot less bad.
Yeah.
Like reading shit like that before seeing a video where people are all intense.
Yeah.
Like even though only a shove or two happened.
But the kick on the ground is not.
Yeah, the kick is bad.
Not a good look. And it don't even look like it was a hard kick.
It wasn't a hard kick at all,
but it's just.
His foot touched her.
Money. That visual.
Yeah.
And she's on the ground like she's already crying. It ain't like she's attacking you then.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not getting attacked.
You have to get the fuck back in your room.
You should have been in the room. And you come and you walking all the way in the hallway and come over to kick her. It's like, money, what are you doing?
So yeah, but he's taking it like now. But now he's getting in more trouble because now everyone he's ever assaulted is coming out. Some dude he beat up in a club, like who probably did the same shit to him, just came out.
Oh, the dude really come out and say he beat him up in a club?
Yeah, some dudes like a month before said that he was involved with a bunch of people who were hitting him. Like no one gets beat up by a bunch of dudes at a club who didn't do anything. First of all,
sometimes
who are these dudes?
You can sometimes.
Really,
but I don't. But it just sounds like punk shit. They get beat up at a club by a dude and then nobody hear about it, but then you see a video of some girl thing and you're like, there's me too for a beat up. It's like, come on.
Well,
man.
I think he just shoved the guy too. I don't know what happened.
He might have kicked him on the ground too. You know his style. You know how this dude get down now.
No, but I kind of feel like, I don't know. It just seems, I feel like it just seems a little harsh.
It is harsh. He's never going to play in NFL again.
Not even the way that they kicked. I don't even think getting kicked off the team is harsh, and what the NFL did was harsh. But how they just described him in all this public.
And this is going to be his life.
Yeah, that's what he's going to be known as now.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Meanwhile, NFL is such fucking hypocrites. Fucking Jameis Winston fucking molested an Uber driver after being accused of rape. He played again last week.
Wait, what?
You didn't hear that, like over the summer.
What
or
the
something?
Hell is TMZ Sports revealing in this world?
No, so Jameis Winston like apparently like was all molesting some Uber driver and trying to pick her up like as a pro. Like this was recent.
Okay.
And she like got up. There's no video of it, so that's why he's still playing. Like the NFL has to see a video,
right?
Reuben Foster
actually
beat the shit out of his girlfriend twice.
Oh yeah,
least.
Reuben Foster, yeah.
And he's on the Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
But you video
it just goes to show that they don't give a fuck about anything. They just wanna. They're just doing what they could do to sell a little bit more.
Wait. You know? Now this James. This Winston. Wait. Hold up. This was he was trying to come on to his Uber driver.
Yeah. Some dumb shit like that.
And
who the fuck does
like
that?
Doing what? Like talking to her.
No. Well, he touched her apparently.
Oh.
And he was talking to her, like saying, "Come on, like what's wrong?" Like shit like that.
Was he drinking or something?
I don't know. I don't understand. You're an NFL quarterback. I mean. You got to be at least doing triple as good as I'm doing, and I would never do some shit like that.
Yeah, but you know, you never know how these dudes roll.
Yeah, what? Yeah, he's now I'm 100% sure that he raped that chick at Florida State.
Are you what? Really? Just close to the Uber situation.
Yeah, because if you get accused of something like that, I feel like you'd be completely clean the rest of your life. You'd be afraid to do anything.
But you don't know who this Uber driver is. You don't know who she is.
But still, I wouldn't like be. All I mean, I wouldn't be like all up on her, like touching her.
But we don't know what he said or she said. It's all speculation.
All right, let me.
It's all specs.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's true. I'm
I
sorry
mean, if
for
you
saying
don't really
that.
Know.
I'm saying that. I'm not 100% sure.
Who
of
knows if the Uber driver recognized him, Googled him, saw the story, and said, "I'm gonna say this."
That's true. I guess
it's a jungle out there, man.
Damn,
it's a motherfucking jungle out there. Trust.
Yeah, but I was pretty. I couldn't believe that the shit happened when I read it.
Do you think Kareem's career is going to go like
Ray
Rice?
I think he'll be back. No, he's too good. Ray Rice sucked. That's why he's not in the NFL.
I don't know about that. Ray Rice was good.
Was good, but at that point when that happened and that
he was
came
on
out,
the down.
He was basically already a year or two about to be out of the league.
But so
Kareem
think
Hunt
dude...
just started. He's a rookie. He led all rookie. He was a rookie last year and led all running backs in yards last year.
Right.
This year he was top five.
Yeah.
He's only 23 years old.
Yeah.
He'll be on the Jets next
Where
year.
Did he go for? Being a Jet. The Jets can use him. You saw that stupid game they lost last night?
No, I'm happy at this point. We might be the number one overall pick. The Cardinals even won.
They'll blow it. They're going to blow it somehow.
Yeah, they're gonna beat the Patriots, watch. Some shit like that.
I want this kid to play again in the league.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think his whole career should be.
I think he should get a second chance. He handled it with a lot of class, though. He, like, admitted everything. He took full responsibility for
it. He knew the story was about to break. He knew the cape was coming out because, like, a month ago, then he, like, buy tickets for a whole football, like, a high school football team to come to a Chiefs game.
Well, they just do, philanthropy, these guys.
I know, but he knew something was coming. And when they get that press out there first, because
they all do stuff like that. Like my friend who the dude yelled at his mom, like they're related to like the owners of the Giants, like the Tishes. So I got lucky. I went to the Bears Giants game this week. I'm like
that was a good game.
Yeah, that was a dope game.
Giants pulled it out.
Yeah,
who knew?
Bill Murray was there. He was in my section.
Oh, was he?
He was like taunting everyone during every time the Bears would do something. He would like turn around and do some.
Every time the Bears, that's funny. That's right. He's a Bears fan.
Yeah,
right.
He was like all dressed out in like Chicago Bears.
Oh, with the sweater and a hoodie?
Yeah.
I saw three dudes in a village last night. They looked so sad because of the game. But they all had, one had the fucking, you know, the Zumba pants, the bear colors, and they had the old school sweaters.
Yeah.
But they look sad.
But yeah, whenever like we had field passes, so we got to come during the warm ups on the field.
You know, they were rich white people.
Yeah. Well, there was like a whole like group of like black children, like a whole school full of children there.
Wait a minute.
I guess what we found out later that there was like some dance crew that was doing like a halftime thing.
Okay.
But they were there and they were like all excited. So like whenever you see like children, like especially black kids there, like players love that shit. They come up, they do like a little dance.
Yeah.
Like usually players are not, like people are not allowed to interact with players who are like have field passes. But like Odell comes out and he like gives everyone high fives. These kids are grabbing him, pulling his hair. And
it's dope though. That's dope.
They always show kids love. Yeah. I feel like a lot of these players just know where they came from. They want to do what they can to help. You know? These players like knew, had more of like an idea of how to like macroly help, like black people would be as big as Asians right now.
Why can't we do that then, Josh?
I don't know. The infrastructure, I guess.
Of what? How the society set up?
Yeah.
Because, well, could be.
Also, we don't really, when you're like poor and become rich, you don't really know how to properly like finance like your
things
to have your dreams happen.
Yeah.
You know that you could give money to this person, and hopefully this person sticks by their word who says that they need $100,000. You know how much it costs Elon Musk to fix the Flint water crisis?
How much?
Guess.
It better not be $100,000.
That's closer than you think.
Well, how much is it?
$500,000. $500,000 is all it took.
To fix that water problem.
To fix Flint. Beyonce could have done that years ago. Think about it. With just like a drop in the bucket.
So that's what, did Elon Musk fix that problem out there?
Yeah.
How come I don't know about this?
I don't know.
I thought that motherfucker was just going to space. Talking about Mars. So he paid $500,000 to fix the water problem.
Yeah, well, he went and kind of oversaw it too. So I guess before people had to have been raising money before, but I think the city bureaucracy was all spending it and like doing this. That's why you don't vote for democratic socialism.
Oh.
You know, because like all these fucking government bodies, they're not any more honest than a fucking billionaire.
By the time the money come in and get to the fucking jobs, all of it's gone. Half of it's gone.
They hire more people to give out more of
their
money,
friends,
but then
friends.
Those people have pensions now and need to get the money. So it's like... Do you know that all the Haiti...
$500,000, and that's how they took care of it?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's gross.
All those children died.
How many kids died?
I don't know.
Seven?
A bunch.
All right. I didn't know Elon got involved in that.
Yeah, but
Matt, you knew that? I didn't know that. I think it's still fake news.
You think it's fake news?
That space boy ain't helping no niggas in Flint.
No, he's good. I like the shit he does.
No, I like him too. I'm just teasing.
I'm
trying to get him on Race Wars.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Could
I be on that one?
If he can smoke weed on Joe Rogan's show, why can't he come here?
Yeah, well, tell him he has a ringing endorsement for me.
You love Elon, huh?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I have ideas for him and stuff, too. And
here we go. Josh want to get his goddamn nerd ideas out there. What you got?
Like, well, now that he's like in with Michigan, I think he should move his old operation to Detroit.
Where is he now?
He could buy warehouses and have no overhead costs for Tesla. And he could make mad money, lower the price on Teslas, make it a big... Don't you think that'd
be... You think that's what he'll do, though?
Well, maybe.
Because
he could have that idea for free because I own property out there.
You got space. It's mad space. It's mad space in Detroit. It's already infrastructure for like cars and, you know, fucking shipping and the ports.
Yeah.
It makes sense like that, yeah. But
there are literally abandoned car warehouses out there that you could just buy for $100,000 or less probably.
Right now kids are skateboarding through it.
Yeah, that would cost like $14 million to do in D.C. and New York.
But where is he? Ain't he in like Northern California? Tesla?
Yeah, I think so. Why be up there? Move. Be a fucking new person. Like, you make the most money if you're the first person to do something and there's someone who wants to do something that no one else wants to do.
You can, or you can go bust. It's two ways. It's two sides of that coin, Josh.
I mean, how are you going to go? You can't go bust in Detroit. Everything's so cheap.
You think he's in Northern California because of the whole fucking internet?
Everyone hates him out there anyway. They all treat him like shit and they're disrespectful.
That's the reason why not to leave.
Well, do this. Show them that you got a bigger...
If he was a black dude, you think people would be listening to him?
Maybe. I don't think it... I think at some point it doesn't have to do with race as much as it has to do with, like, class and, like, how you conduct yourself once you get to a certain point. But I think if you're in the lower to middle classes, it's definitely a lot more about race because those classes are all clouded by this shit.
Elon Musk strikes me as a weird masturbator. Like he masturbates weird. Like he needs extra things.
I never thought of that.
Well, I did. That's what I sit around and think about.
I would think that he doesn't need to masturbate. He probably has robots all around.
That's weird. If you're not fucking a human being.
That's masturbation.
That's masturbation.
Oh, did you read about this dude? I read about this dude today who's trying to have his robot have a baby with him.
What?
He actually is a developer of sex robots. He's like this really leading guy in like nanotechnologies or some bullshit like that.
So he's trying to get the robot to have
his kid. So he's married to this robot he developed. He made his wife in his own image, and now he's trying to have her have a kid, but not a human kid or another robot kid. And they're going to raise the robot kid together.
You've been watching something on Netflix?
No, it's a 3D printer. No, I'll pull it up right now.
Pull it up. No, he made the wife, the sex robot, in his own image.
No, I mean, I said that just for biblical effect.
Okay.
I mean, his favorite.
I thought it was like him with a ring on.
like another dude. Yeah. He's going to have him have another baby, like Junior. Like a dude with a pussy.
It looks just
it's
like him.
It's me with a vagina. Just to make it easier, you know.
That was the creepiest part of the story. That's how you know. In his own image. Wait a minute. Now he's a freak. So he made a sex robot.
All right.
Who is he? Who's this dude? How Japanese is this guy?
No. I think it's not even a Japanese.
White dude?
I think it's a white dude.
You knew it wasn't a black dude.
Sex robot creator is ready to make a baby with his machine. It's in the New York Post.
The Post will print anything.
Yeah, so he wants to have...
She looks like a robot of color.
Yeah. Well, at least he's an equal opportunist.
He's ready to make a baby with his machine. This dude.
Yeah, so he wants, but
so
he wants a
sad.
Robot baby. I would think that you build an incubator in her and get a woman's egg. But I guess that'd be a fucked up thing to have a human with. But he has the AI is strong enough, I guess, these days where robots have like empathy and feelings, and it'll love its son, and the son will love the robot and the dad. So he wants to print the son out with a 3D printer. But if you do that, does the robot kid stay a kid? It's like The Simpsons then. He has like a kid that's always 9 years old or something.
Like a vampire kid.
Yeah.
And never growing up.
Yeah.
Like the little girl from The Vampire Diaries. That's why she killed herself. She didn't want to be a six-year-old girl for the rest of her fucking life.
Do you think that at some point he'll want to drink with his son so he'll like transfer the consciousness into an older...
How is it even going to be... Listen, okay, so it says sex robot inventor Sergi Santos isn't just changing how men pleasure...
Is he Hispanic, Santos?
Yeah, he's Spanish. It's not just changing how men pleasure themselves. He's potentially changing society as we know it. The Spanish scientist believes it's only a matter of time before human and robot marriage is commonplace. And he has even hatched a plan for how he can have a baby with his mechanical temptress, Samantha. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
He named it after his favorite Sex and the City character.
Oh, my God. And this dude is sitting on his couch, hugging on this doll. I mean.
Yeah, how could you, like, have people over? I would hide that shit.
I just want to see.
I didn't actually watch the video.
I have to. This motherfucker's tongue-kissing a robot. Play, please. Push play.
I just got a great idea for a sitcom.
I was going to talk. I was going to fucking say stuff. I was going to play music and show a sexy doll.
Yeah, that sounds like you're watching some robot porn over there.
It's like a regular body with a robot hand, like a Terminator 2 arm. It's like putting your dick in a blender.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
But I don't. I still don't get how he's how's the baby's gonna be alive at all. There we go. Sex is one of the most fascinating things in the world. Put it right on top of the mic. Yeah.
The sex doll company is launching a series. That's what it says.
Yeah, they playing music and showing clips, but it's funny how the I don't. So he gonna put his. I don't. So he's not having a baby with it sexually. He's just gonna print out a kid.
Well, I think he's going to fuck it and then print out a kid as he's fucking it. Like, he'll press the send button.
How's his DNA going to... He's just going to make a baby doll. I don't understand how the DNA transfers into a 3D printed child.
I don't know. Maybe he has, some kind of new invention. But maybe this is the end of mankind as we know it.
I hope so.
If rich people start doing this, they're not going to want poor people around. They're gonna have their own legion of robot children and slaves.
Okay, now have you ever fucked a sex doll, Josh?
Nah.
Come on, Josh. Don't be like that.
I actually have no interest in it, even the good-looking ones.
I wouldn't say I fucked a sex doll, per se, but I fucked a fleshlight.
I haven't even tried that.
Ain't that the first part of the robot doll?
I have been in a sex shop and I tried to touch a sex light to see what it felt. It didn't even feel like real to me, so I never had interest. It doesn't feel like something that
I gave it a go.
It's
awful.
Yeah, that's what it
I'd like, because I'm an old school. Even when I masturbate, I just want to masturbate with my hand. I don't need the lotion and all this nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. I've never been the type of dude to fuck something other than my hand or a woman.
Yeah, well, you're a good
like, I never thought about fucking up. I wasn't one of these kids who fucked pillows or, like, fucked
I fucked
whatever.
Some pillows. I took down some stuffed animals. The arm of a couch.
Oh, I never did.
Yeah.
I feel like the arm of a couch is more of a girl thing.
I humped on everything. I saw my sister's doing it. I was like, this got to be good, right? I humped everything. It's good humping. Would you have sex with a sex doll? Come on. The technology is catching up to
I'd be
women.
Afraid to. I feel like it's going to be like some Black Mirror thing, so that when the robots revolt, they'll have all the memories of all the dudes who fucked them, and that's who they come after
first. Did they do that in Black Mirror?
Well, they have, like, I'm saying the B episodes, everyone who said kill this person at the end had got killed. So I feel like these sex robots eventually are going to get revenge and destroy all men who fucked them.
But what if you treated them real right and they were like this? You were different, Henry.
I won't protect you. Well, I don't trust the AI to know that difference.
Okay.
Like, what the AI just interprets this as being disrespectful, but I don't know about this little intricacy of that.
Right.
Or this little
intricacy. It could be something you never thought of.
I'm just going to stay clear away.
And they snap your neck.
I mean, I don't mind human people.
That's the name of your new book.
I don't mind human people.
That might be the title.
I don't have problems enough with women that I'd want to fuck something that's plastic. Or like there's not a human.
But maybe you're just in a rush. You don't have time to have conversation with somebody. So you just want a robot. So
there are just different types of chicks for that.
Okay. That's true. You can rent them and...
No, there's some like
Twitter, Tinder them. You on that Tinder?
Well, I just stopped Tinder
because you was doing it too much.
I'm on Raya now.
Nigga, this nigga
you know
graduated.
Raya? I have a friend pass if you want it. You have to get invited by someone.
Oh,
I think
now what's the difference between Raya and
No, Raya is exclusive. You have to be either invited or vetted, and it's like it used to be for only like kind of like well off people and celebrities.
Right. That's what
now I think it's like just open to like good, very highly recommended people.
Right. I heard about this one before because like famous people that I know are on there.
Yeah. I know Tim Meadows is on it.
Tim Meadows, man. Ain't he married?
Oh, well, you could also be on it for work.
You just blew his spot up.
Fuck.
He might be divorced. I don't know.
No, you could be on it for work too. It's also for business connections.
He was married a long time ago. I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, Bumble where you could do social or you could do work. So I don't mean to blow up your spot.
So Bumble was trying to. I didn't even know that was an option on these dating sites that you can also take care of business on it.
Well, Bumble was the first one that did business.
Now, how's that
now,
work?
Bumble also is BFF, which I don't understand. Why would you just want to be just friends with someone you swiped on? Why don't you just have regular friends or? You know,
that's sad.
Maybe it's for going to a new city or something. I'm born and raised in New York, so I never.
Oh, right.
I don't know, but I do the Bumble. I met this really cool girl on Raya, so I just decided to delete all the other. I'm starting to delete the apps. Plus, like, I have a backup.
I think you might be in love now with Raya.
No, Raya
sleazy apps.
No, I met like a really hot like girl in London in Raya too.
Now, do you ask the girls on Raya who got them into it? Like, who got you in? Like, you all have to be vetted?
I'm not sure who got me in. I think it may have been Christina Hutchinson.
Okay.
Because it's like, when I joined, I didn't get a friend pass. When I joined, it showed all my friends who are on my Facebook and phone list that have it.
Right.
And I remember, and you could choose three of them to vet you.
Oh,
so I chose
okay.
Christina. I chose someone who wouldn't know, who's like a brand new comic, but she's like big in like the marketing world.
Okay.
And then I chose, I forget who the third person I chose is. Maybe like Andrew Schultz or something.
Oh, he's on there too.
Yeah, it could have been him. I okay. don't know. And then I so one of them approved me. I don't know who.
So you went on Raya, and you when you sign up, they go to your Facebook and they show you who's on there that you know. So what happens if nobody's on there that you know? How's that
so
work?
I think if no one that you know is on it, you just go through like some process where like it's a lot harder to get on.
That's what I thought.
So I think that like you go through like a bunch of waves of like different influencers, and they write everything that you wrote, and they like look up your Facebook and all that shit.
Wow. Now, how long has Raya been a thing?
Well, I've only heard about it since like Christine and Corinne were talking about in their stand-up.
Okay.
So I only heard about it this year.
Okay.
But that's what you have to do. These dating apps, you have to get on before everyone joins. You have to get them before they get gentrified, you know?
They ruin them.
You know, Tinder is just gross now, you know?
Yeah, it's just Tinder like, is like... Unless,
it is good if you go to another country, though. That's what the big ones are for. Like, I did Tinder in Thailand.
How was that?
That was awesome.
That was awesome?
Yeah, I was like an Asian woman here. I was exotic.
Yes! Tinder, and I didn't even think about it like that.
I totally recommend you do that if you ever go, especially to an Asian country.
Is it in every country now?
Yeah, you could do Tinder anywhere in the world. And you could even, like...
I wonder what Russian Tinder's like.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Or Tinder in the Czech Republic, in Prague.
Yeah, well, the girl I met on Tinder in Thailand, we went out or whatever, and I was just bawling out with her because it was, like, nothing to me.
Dominican Republic Tinder. That's the one I want to do. I'm trying to do Puerto Rican
Tinder.
You
don't need Tinder down there.
Shit. Goddamn.
Well, no, so this chick, we're, like, going out. Tinder. I take her out for, like, some, like, really nice dinner, which...
This is in Thailand?
Yeah, like, the thing she orders, like, costs me, like, $3 or something.
How does she look? She look now. How was
she's
this girl?
Cute. Uh-huh. Yeah, all of them are cute. You have to be careful. Some of them are trans, and you don't know. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just not my thing.
It's not your thing. Yeah.
And you get tricked. The trans people out there look so much better. Their technology is at another level than the ones here.
They'll take out a rib.
Like, I wouldn't... I don't fuck a girl who's, like, a certain height out there. You can't
because you
it.
Know that it's not...
No, because there's too much of a risk.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. If you got any questions about a motherfucker, don't do it.
Like, I usually love tall women, but I would never do tall women... In Thailand, because you never know.
Yeah, I usually like girls with big dicks, but in Thailand, I can't do it because you never know. Man hands. That's what my thing is. But
no, I like tall chicks. I like a tall, athletic girl.
I like tall, athletic girls, but that would scare me in
Thailand.
Then
you could wrestle and use all your strength.
So the Thailand date turned out well, and you got laid, and what happened?
This... All right. So
spit it out, Josh. No. God damn it!
I was about to say something, but then I said I'm not going to do it because then I can't have my mother listen to this.
Okay. All right.
No, she was cool though. Nothing bad happened. But here's a dope part about this date. So I take her to the club. We go to eat.
By the way, did she suggest places?
No, she was like very you know. Modest and stuff.
Now,
I was like, you don't have to be modest. It's fine.
Okay, because I'm wondering, like, if Thailand's Tinder is more like Backpage or some shit like that.
There definitely are hookers. So you
right.
You ask. It's weird because you have to ask it up front.
You got to ask them if they're a hooker.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
I just say, are you working? That's what you say. So if they say no, then you could continue the conversation.
Okay, because if it would feel to me like in those countries, all of it is just prostitution.
Oh no, no.
But it's not. This was just a regular chick who wanted to go out on a date.
Yeah, it's a regular chick. Yeah. Why go on Tinder for a hooker?
Huh? Because you're new in a country and you don't know. So you look for the sluttiest thing and say, hey.
All right, well, I'll tell you a funny hooker story after.
Okay, all right, here we go.
So this chick, so we go to the club. So we're walking back. This chick hooks me up with like a fucking snorkeling trip. We're walking back like at 2 a.m. And I was like, I only had a few days left in the country. I didn't really get to do anything. Like, I went to the full moon party, but I didn't get to just go scuba diving or anything.
Okay.
Plus some fucking German motherfucker in one of my shows out there said something about me being poor or something like that. And was like, oh yeah, you should definitely try scuba diving. Actually, I don't know if you could afford it. I'm like, motherfucker, this is Thailand. I can afford anything.
Well, he said that while he was on stage?
No. Oh. He was like, he came up to me, like, I don't know, something about German people, like, they'll come up, like, maybe in different countries. They come up to you and they're, like, very, they're not trying to be mean, but they say, like, the most rude shit, especially if you're a black dude.
Yeah.
I felt like some of it was racial.
Yeah, I believe it. No, dude, was he on vacation there? Or he's
He lives there. He's the expat.
Yeah, he's
so he was there with his wife. His wife sometimes follows me on. His wife still follows me on Facebook and sometimes writes some shit on my comments that everyone yells at her over, and I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you love when other people? Don't you love when other people get into fights on your statuses?
Yes.
That's like the best, and it's people like, act like they don't like that shit.
I'm into it. It's like when the crowd heckles the crowd.
Yeah,
you're just on stage chilling.
So me and this chick are walking this travel company, and I'm like, you know what? We could do a trip or something tomorrow. She had to work, so she couldn't do it. But like, she talks to a dude in Thai and gets me all this money off my snorkel trip. I'm like going almost for free.
Wow.
Like it was like $20 for a full day of like going to different islands, like the island
wow.
from the beach with Leonardo. Then we went to Monkey Island where there are these monkeys running around, and then we went to some random other beach.
For 20 bones.
Yeah, like, well, American. So to them, it's like 1,000 baht. And I went snorkeling and we did all this.
So you went on one date with the girl, though?
Yeah, and she hooked it up. She slept over at my place. Like, she even picked up the phone for me, set it up in Thai in the morning because the guy's boss was asleep when we set it up to get this special price. So she called and got the price locked in the morning, like, and did all that shit for me. So I didn't even have to worry.
You miss her, don't you?
Hey, I'm still nice. I treat everyone like a human. I still keep in touch with everyone I meet out there. Yeah.
Nice. How was the shows? You saw you did shows there?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah.
Was it like for all like expats and shit? Or
yeah,
was it like
basically all expats.
Yeah.
Some Thai women. The women that were there, the Thai girls liked it, but I think it was just because they like laughed on cue and everyone else did. I don't know if they understood my. I mean, it seemed like I did really well, though.
Right. They were speaking English? Do they speak?
Yeah, they speak English.
All of them speak English?
They basically all speak English. Some of them have really good sense of humor, too.
I believe
that. There's this Thai bartender named Anne that was downstairs from this club. She was hilarious. She was like funnier than. Actually, I'm not gonna say I want to get booked again.
She was funnier than some of the comedians. Yeah. Now, was it Thai comedians on the show?
Well, there was one Malaysian guy, but they're mostly white expats. Right. No, there's one guy who's half Thai, half white.
Okay,
he was on the show. He's pretty good. He uploads a lot of stuff on Instagram.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a really great experience. One of the places put me up at a 5-star resort.
That's dope.
Yeah, yeah.
And what, when you went there with other comedians from here too, or
no,
you
just
went by yourself?
I just went. That was like how I celebrated headlining at Caroline's. Like I got drunk and high that night after I did Caroline's, and I just was like, and it was my birthday also that night.
Okay.
So I just figured, I saw a round trip ticket to Thailand for like $500, and I was
dope.
Like, yo, I can make this back just in buying Christmas presents for my family and the difference in price. Bringing it all back.
Bring back a bunch of tchotchkes from fucking Thailand.
Yeah, so once I bought the tickets, I just started browsing throughout the internet, hitting up any of my comedian friends from other countries. Because once you leave America, like comedians from England or Australia will know comics from all around the world.
Yeah, yeah, you know? That's true. You always run into the same cats too around the globe.
Yeah, so I got booked basically at every club in Thailand. They were all really good. Like I'm a little critical of myself on one of the three. Like one of the three, I kind of thought I did like a 7 out of 10. But,
really?
But they liked it. Everyone who's there liked it. So
which what clubs do they have? So it's straight comedy clubs, or is it just bars that do comedy over there?
Well, they call them comedy clubs, but they're basically like upstairs, like show areas of bars.
Okay.
But I think now they're building it. Like, since I've left, it's been a year since I've been there. So since I've left, I think that they have shows now every night. Whereas back when I was there, it was like only half the week they had shows.
Comedy's blowing up, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
All around the globe.
Yeah, yeah. One of the dudes out there said he's going to throw me on a tour. Any country I want to visit, he'll set up a comedy and like be my agent, which would be pretty dope.
What did he say, for any country or just like Far East?
Like any Asian country. I got invited to do Afghanistan and Jordan.
Okay.
Not Jordan, I'm sorry. Afghanistan and Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're very hospitable. They're a lot nicer to comics.
They treat us like humans.
Yeah, yeah.
Get rough in the States.
No, but Stand Up New York is great, just saying. Stand Up New York was one of the nicest clubs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, they good people around here.
Yeah.
You play here a lot, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, here and there.
So what else you got coming up?
Right now I've been focusing on writing. I'm writing a pilot. And I just finished a spec script, which is good. So far, I've gotten really good reviews from the spec script. So I'm hoping my pilot does that, and then hopefully I could sell that, cast a bunch of good. I was thinking about having Jaden Smith play me.
Y'all do. You both wore your Batman outfits to the prom, so that's that kind of.
I could get in with the Smiths.
You want Jaden to play you in the show? All
right,
I like
the character based on me. It's not really me.
Right.
But yeah.
We about to wrap. It's almost time to wrap it and wrap it up. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to Vegas Wednesday.
That's cool. I need to go to Vegas. I actually met these girls in Thailand who live in Vegas. And I found out they're these models, and they're like, I've been meaning to go visit them. So put a good word at the cellar for me, man.
I got you.
I'll make sure they bring out a whole bunch of models and a bunch of, like, maybe next time you go out, we'll all party.
I can only wish.
That's real. That is real.
Will you shut up?
Look, you could tell if you really look. Blow it up.
That's Bill Cosby with a wig on.
No. I feel bad for her at family barbecues.
Is that no way?
Yeah.
Show Matt.
No,
show
look
Matt.
At look at the shoulders. Show the shoulders Matt. Are womanly and smooth.
Show Matt. Nigga. Is that not? That's got to be Bill Cosby, right?
I think it's just because the way. No, look at the lips. It's different.
Oh my God, that's too funny. Oh, that kind of
Grandma Cosby. I mean, it's weird giving her hugs and kisses now.
That can't be real. That can't be. I'm not sending
someone. No, someone tweeted it about someone's like someone of his went to his friend's house for Thanksgiving or something a couple years ago, right. And they tweeted it. It was before the Cosby scandal that came out. So it was just a viral thing.
So what do you want to plug? You want to plug some stuff there?
Well, right now, I really am like...
Beauty Bar?
I'm working on my script, so right now I'm really just doing Beauty Bar.
Right.
So yeah, come to Beauty Bar. It's a lot of fun, and I'm not encouraging heckling. It's usually a great show. I just want to add a good story to tell, you know? So come down. It's always packed, super popular. We have crazy people dropping in. We might get lucky and even get Sherrod Small.
Yeah.
We've had great people. We've had Alana Glazer come through. We've had Jeremy Piven come through. I think we had Gerard Carmichael once.
Okay, nice. We've had
Colin Jost.
Yes, Colin.
Yeah, we've had all sorts of people.
All my nephews, you name it, like them.
Yeah.
I like them all.
Yeah, so that's Beauty Bar. It's on 14th Street between 2nd and 3rd. We do the show every Friday at 8:30, and I'm always hosting it, so you get to hear my bullshit every time.
There you
whatever
go.
I'm thinking about that week.
All right. I'm going to definitely come through. I want to make sure everybody check out, get your tickets. Make your reservations for Festivus. That's right, Monday, December 17th, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Comedy Cellar, Village Underground. We got a banging, 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 banging Festivus show. Pete Davidson, Yamanika, Ricky Velez, Michelle Wolf, Jordan Rock, Chris DeStefano. DeStefano, if you're a Staten Island kid. so make sure you go to ComedyCellar.com and get your tickets for that. That's Monday, December 17th. Festivus for the rest of us, 8 and 10 p.m. Oh, you had fun, Josh?
Yeah, I had fun. Oh, let me say one more thing.
Go for it.
I just started, like, really pumping out good shit on my Instagram, so follow me. I have, like, all the cool shit I'm doing. Plus, I put all these funny memes and videos. It's Gosh Carter, like GOSHCARTER, like, oh, my gosh, Carter.
There you go.
Gosh Carter, follow me on Instagram.
Check them out. I'm about to be off to Vegas now. I'm in Vegas, baby. If you're in Vegas, check me out. I'm going to be there doing 10 shows. Wednesday through Sunday at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio. So, yeah, go to ComedyCellar.com, Comedy Cellar USA or whatever. And, come to Vegas. I'm here in Vegas. So, let's party. Peace.
See ya.